Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on March 30th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Tanonoka Wande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's move to legalize the production of marijuana.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 millimeter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com and voandebele.com.
And please note that today is April the 30th, 2018. And if you have just joined us, tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the legalization of marijuana.
The Zimbabwean government has legalized the production of marijuana, cannabis, mbanje or daha for medicinal or scientific purposes. Health Minister Dr. David Parire Nyatwa made the announcement in a government gazette under Statutory Instrument 62 of 2018. According to the minister, producers of mbanje must be licensed by the minister.
A person seeking permission to produce marijuana will have to fork out $50,000, while one seeking permission to conduct research is expected to part with $5,000. Many people say the fees are too high for common people to engage in the production of cannabis.
While some doctors are praising the government for legalizing marijuana for medicinal purposes, others say it is a bad move by the government, struggling to revive Zimbabwe's ailing economy. According to medical experts, marijuana is capable of curing various ailments.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yabakambe mahlabe ezulu linjani namhlanje sihlangana ke kuhlelo lwe Live Talk sihlangana ngesikhathi ke uhulumende weZimbabwe ezithi sevumela ukuthi umuntu ahlanyele insango insango siyazazi sokho ukuthi zimbanje kumbe abanye bathi marijuana abanye bathi cannabis abanye bathi daha so ke ilamabizo amaningi kakhulu siyakwazi ukuthi ke endaweni ezinjengebhinga imarijuana iyavunyelwa ukuthi uyibheme kodwa awuphumi layo esiqintini sangkhona. Kuzobuya ke kwezinye indawo khonapha ke eMelika iyavunyelwa ukuthi umuntu ayilime kwezinye indawo ayikhona ukuthi indawo zonke so kuya kule ndawo ezithize lapho ungayilima khona le ndawo ongake wayilima khona njalo nxa uyibhema kumele uyibheme ungakini ungikhaya uvalelwe so ke eZimbabwe ke bathi nxa ufuna ukuthi uthole icence lokuthi ulime imbanje kumele ube ne-$50,000 wenika uhulumende. Nxa ukuthi kumbe ufuna ukwenza i-research kumbe ngathi ucwaningo nje ufuna ukulwenza kumele ube ne-$5,000. Kambe lingenelisa yini ukuthi libe nemali yokuthi liyenze khonoku okufunwa nguhulumende? Ye kunjalo mfowethu Wande.
Ndipo Dube. Nyaya yedu yanhasi inenge ichafadza vamwe vanhu vazhinji nokuti ino inyaya yembanje. Asi hatisi kureva mbanje nenzira dzinozikamwa neveruzhinji dzisina kuti twasa-twasa. Tiri kutaura pamusoro pembanje inonzi inogona kutengeserwa varwere vanenge vanzi naana chiremba vanofanira kuwana mbanje kuti zvibatsire pakurapiwa kwavanenge vachiita. Hurumende yakabudisa mashoko kuti vanhu iko zvinezvo vakubvumira kurima. Vakubvumirwa kurima mbanje asi isiri yesocial yekungoputa pese pese iri mbanje inoshandiswa nevarwere kana kuti mune kuongorora zvinenge zvichiongororwa zveresearch asi kuti muwane permission mvumo iyoyo munofanira kubisa mari inoita $50,000 kuti mupiwe permit yekuti mukwanise kurima mbanjei. Saka ndiyo nyaya tinoda kutaura nayo nhasi kuti tione tichabatsirwa nana chiremba kuti vatiudze kuti zvirwere zvakaita sei zvinombodikanwa pakuti munhu ashandise mbanje mukurapiwa kwake. Saka ndo patoda kuti tinyatsotarisa ipapo nedzimwe nyaya dzakawanda wanda tinoimba kuti tichabatsirika tigopiwa mashoko negwara rinofanira kutorwa nevarwere pamwe chete nevarimi venyaya iyi.
Yeah, I think we're joined by our first guest, and that is Dr. Angela Kapa, who is a doctor here in United States of America. She's based in California. Dr. Kapa, good evening, and welcome to the program.
Hello, how are you doing today?
We are fine, and how are you?
California. I'm doing great.
How is California?
California, you come to the right place when you want to talk of marijuana, because this is the land of marijuana in the United States, so I'm really excited to be joining you guys today.
Thank you so much. And Zimbabwe has just said, you know, they've actually legalized the production of marijuana, one for medicinal purposes, and secondly, maybe for you to sell that kind of tucker. But they're demanding a lot of money, $50,000 for someone to produce marijuana, and then $5,000 if you want to do some kind of research. So what's your take on all this?
Well, my take on the $50,000, I think it's actually pretty good because it is a precautionary measure. You don't want, especially at this time when you are still introducing it into the space, so to speak, you want to at least be able to limit the number of people who can participate. So I think that increasing, like putting in place that very staggering figure, does create some form of, it does create a way in which, you know, people can monitor the people who will be limited within that marijuana space. So I think it's a, at least from now, so early on, I think it's necessary to have such a really large fee.
So tell us, you know, the benefits of marijuana.
Well, from my own experiences, I live in California. A lot of my friends smoke marijuana. A lot of them for medicinal purposes. I will say I'm not a medical doctor. I'm actually a PhD in international relations. But from my own observation, just looking at the political economy of marijuana here in California, the positive benefits that I have experienced is that it does help to create a very a mood of, you know, a very peaceful mood, a very a very positive disposition, so to speak. So in that regard, it is beneficial when you're looking at issues, particularly mental issues such as depression, such as anxiety. It does help people to cope because it does affect the moods of people. Also, I mean, if you move here to California, you do find that it does provide alternatives to a lot of, like, synthetic medications that have been monopolized by a lot of pharmaceutical companies. So in a way, to have this natural herb be available for people, so because there's now this move away from synthetic drugs to more of, you know, looking something like marijuana is a plant, it grows from the earth, something which is more holistic, so to speak. I do see the benefit in that, particularly for people who do not want to be dependent on very exorbitant prescription medications. So these are some of the positives that I have experienced myself here in California.
What about the negatives?
The negatives, I'm a very macro person, like I already mentioned. My PhD is more in political science and international relations. So I mainly would... the things that I have noticed myself is that on a socioeconomic basis, it does tend to affect motivation and ambition in a lot of people. And even if you look at the education levels here in the state of California, you do find that there is a really there's a correlation between marijuana use on a both medicinal as well as non-medicinal, and the motivation and the ambition levels, or even it's even associated with laziness, so to speak. So what has been seen, at least on a macro level, is that populations that smoke a lot of marijuana or ingest a lot of marijuana products are generally lower socioeconomic levels in the society, which has given it this negative connotation within, you know, American society.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. Lapho kunyake ngu Dr. Kapa, uyacho sibili kuti marijuana iyanceda kakhulu abantu nxa ukuthi umuntu lo mkhuhlane njalo uyakhulu lokho okuthiwa ke i-depression kuzobuya ke lo muntu ongalo le anxiety ezithize kungazani kuyakulungisisa khonokho so ukuthi njalo ke kuyakhanya ukuthi imarijuana iyenzelwa ukuthi nxa kulama drugs amanye ongazo zangcono ungazuza wena lawo kulokuthi uzuzelana ukuthiwa i-synthetic drugs so lokuthi i-natural herb phela ukuthi uyazibhemela nje imarijuana yakho iyabe ifakeke ngodokotela ukuthi ubheme engaka so aphinde ethi ke nxa sesikhangela ukuthi iyalimaza abantu okunganani kuyatsho sibili ukuthi hayi kulabanye abantu abangabi motivated nxa ukuthi uzubhema kakhulu njalo abantu bangazani abanye bagcina besiba ngamavila ukuthi khonokho kungani kuyahlupha. We are lucky that we are joined by a second guest, and that is Dr. Iris Shiripinda. She is based at the African University in Mutare, that is in Zimbabwe. Dr. Shiripinda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Okay, thank you very much. Good evening to you and also to the listeners.
Thank you so much. So we have been chatting, you know, about this issue concerning marijuana. So at the end of the day, the $50,000 that is being requested by government, you know, if you want to produce marijuana, can you say something about it? What do you think about that?
No, I think the $50,000 is a non-starter. I think it's not good to ask people to advance $50,000 or to register for $50,000. Why? Because if we look at our marijuana experts, I want to call them experts from Mutoko and from Dinga. Probably they are producing the best marijuana in the world, and if you are going to ask them to produce, to pay $50,000, there's no way they are going to come up with this money. Actually, I also just had the conversation by Dr. Gapa, was it?
Yes, now, yes, Gapa.
Whether she was talking about maybe the abilities that can be affected by the use of marijuana.
Yes.
I think this is the age when we have to work with evidence, you know, evidence-based working. So we have had people who have been smoking marijuana, although illegally, in Zimbabwe. So I think it's time we embark on some research to check the extent to which it has benefited them or the extent to which it has affected them.
So
in we say we don't have to measure a snake. When you want to do something, you must really have evidence. I think we have example of people who have been smoking marijuana. And some of these intellectuals actually were smoking marijuana when we were at university. And they've done very well, actually. So I don't know if the marijuana affected them positively or negatively. But let us just think of the negative aspects of the marijuana. There are many other purposes it can serve us.
Thank you so much. So maybe Mr. Wandi can talk to Dr. Angela Kapa about this thing in Shona, maybe.
Yes. Doctor, can you please tell us how this can be contained? In other words, we are not going to be seeing a lot of prescriptions flying all over the place. How do you think this is going to be maintained so that this can be done in a professional, legal way so that it can benefit those who are real, who are in real need other than those who want to have a social goal at the availability of this drug?
Well,
okay,
I'm more into advocacy.
Yes, Dr. Kappa. Dr. Kappa. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, I was saying that I'm more into advocating for licensing, limiting the number of people who can participate in the field of marijuana, as well as implementing projects with people who are already working in the field, so people who already have credibility in the marijuana space, people who already know, you know, the who have already worked like in laboratories or in the field growing the marijuana. I mean, because this is not something which should just be given to people who have no experience with it whatsoever and be guinea pigs. So I'm understanding that, you know, by providing certain licenses, which is where the $50,000 comes in. Yes, maybe it may be steep, but at least it does provide a limit to the number of people who can enter into the industry to begin with.
Mm. And just as a follow-up to that issue, when do you think that, given the situation that we have in Zimbabwe right now,
mm-hmm.
do we have the capacity to police the use of this item in a way that does not harm the population, does not harm the people who might be able to access it without proper, documentation or assistance?
Yeah, so I think that point goes back to my earlier point, in that if we limit the number of people who can actually utilize it, I'm sure in society, in Zimbabwean society, there are places where you can find marijuana, on the black market, so to speak. Mm-hmm. That market will likely continue to thrive to the same rate that it is. But that wouldn't be an issue of introducing this legality for the medicinal space. This is something that if the police and the authorities are not able to crack down on the current informal market for marijuana that currently exists, legalizing a specific sector which is aimed at, providing medicinal help for people later on. Because if we really look at it at a political and socioeconomic scale, the main reason for even having this conversation is to try to provide even cheaper alternative medication so that people don't have to be buying name brand medicines from the United States, from the United Kingdom, but being able to grow them themselves within Zimbabwe. So, yes, the problem is there. The policing is very limited and very difficult, but I still believe this is a step in the right direction, at least in terms of coming up with alternative medication later on.
Mm. Thank you very much. We'll get back to you again in a little while. Dr. Shiripinda, kana makatarisa tikatarisa zvakaita somuno muAmerica, for example, gore rapera rega kuna mastates mashomanane akapa mvumo yokuti mbanje itengeserwe varwere. Vakaspenda mari inoita almost $5 billion on this product. So tinoona kuti chinhu chinodikanwa. Kana chichidikanwira mukurapa, kana kuti social ndeimwe nyaya. Chandinoda kuziva kwamuri mimi ndechekuti kana ichikwanisa kuwanikwa noumwe munhu ari papo, umwe ari papo asingakwanisi kuiwana, hazvigone here kuzotinetsa mangwana kuti tizoona kuti munhu ane mvumo yokushandisa ichi ndiani?
Ndofungati zvekutarisa kuti tingadzivirire sei kuti vamwewo kwanzi vechidiki vasati vane makore anobvumirwa kunge achibata fodya iyi anenge achizobatana naye, zviri zvinhu zvakanaka nekuti chinhu chinenge chichiuya chinhu chinokwanisa kuva nhumutanda remuchifara handiti, asi chinhu chinokwanisa kukuvadza. Saka kuti titsvage matanho ekuita izvozvo anoda kutsvagwa. Chandiri kupokana nacho ndechekuti tibva taita kunge zvino kuti nokuti zvazobvumidzwa zvichachipararira, handizvoba. Kana wanga wagara ufunga ifunge mbanje, haungatange kuifunga nekuti yanzi yaakuita sei, yaakutengeswa, yaakubvumidzwa kuti itengeswe kana kuti irimo. Tichibva tadzokera kuti kunyaya ye50,000, ndinofunga kuti tinofanirwa kufunga tichifungira ruzhinji, nekuti kufungira vashoma vari vane mari. Ndingatoti zvo zvingade kuitwa panzira kuti tipei 50,000 kutsvaga vanhu vane ruzivo nekurima mbanje izvi. Nekuti zvingazoshata kuti uyo ane mari yake ava kushandisa vamwe semadhongi ake kuti vaite mari iya, kuti vachiri mafodya, vachiri mambanje, iye achiita mari. Saka zvinani kutsvaga kuti vanga vari nyanzvi dzekuita mbanje dziyani ndivo tokuya malicense pasina zve50,000. Nekuti tichazoita ivo vane mari ava vanenge vakuda kunoita ivo vakuru, tingati vanenge vakuita makontrakta. Munozivai vanovaka kava kunoita mikontrakta kokoidi asina maconnection kuti vaite sei vamuvakire iyoona mari yakawanda. Ndozvingatozoitika pambanje. Ngavatsvage vana bhinga ava ana mutoko vanga vachizivikanwa, chirongwa chisiri kuzviita pachii pamutemo, Jones ama kuti amnesty manchati chakashata asi muri chi muri nyanje zvekutanga kuda kudzidzira kuti toiri maseiko ndoita sei ndite mari ndopanozoya makuruka anozoita zvinozoti fine nzvimbo nenzvimbo isiri vanhu vane hunhu nzvimbo nenzvimbo dzine vakuru veko machifi masabhuku variko ivavo ndoda vanhu vakaa kuzotorwa kunzi ngatigarei pasi munofunga tingaite sei kuona kuti vamwe vanhu vasingakodzeri vanhu vasiri kurwara vabatembanje in the same vein hazvo ni ndiri munhu anoita zvinhu zvechikoro zvemaresearch izvi tingatoda kuchimboita research yekuona kuti nganzenodzirirere zvirwere nosaka taangotaura kuti inorapa akutorwara asi tikatarisa zvinhu zvezvinonzi kukurudzira utano kune zvimwe zvinhu zvinoita kukurudzira utano kusoka pakurwara saka chii tingatoda kutombotsvaga kuona kutizvo mbanje haitodzirirere zvirwere kana wanyanyibatwa nestress nekubatikana nepfungwa zvezvi zvinozoita kuti munhu aite inenge yakunzi hai blood pressure zvinozoita kuti munhu aite mastroke tinenge taida kuona kuti toti kana uri munhu iye anobatwa nemadepression kana anobatwa nestress yakanyanya ukapota uchitoipiwa seyatingati prophylaxis sedziviriro yekuti usarware hazvitoshandi here saka mayunivhesiti ngaatopiwa nemaresearch company ngaatopiwa manhingi izvizvi kuti zvitobatwa kuti vanenge vakushanda kutoshanda nezvazvo kuti tishande nechi neumbo kuti izvi zvinoshanda izvo hazvishandi
aiwa musaenda tishadzoka kwamuri Dhuve Dr. Sarpinda is saying that obviously control is going to be very, very paramount in this exercise. But she says also that it's necessary for research purposes and that it should go on and maybe we can find if it can prevent some illnesses or diseases rather than just to cure some of these illnesses. Yeah, so there's a good proponent of the arrangement there and we hope that maybe things will get clearer as we proceed.
Yeah, utonjalo ke udokotela Sherpinda uti kona inqazukangela imarijuana ilakho ukuthi incede kakhulu kulaba abacwane abacha ucwaningo olutsheneyo ikakhulu nxa bekhangela ezempila kahle ukuthi kambe inganceda njani ukuthi abantu bavimbe imikhuhlane sase sizwa abanye kuthiwa ke ungayisebenzisa imbanje ule cancer kumbe into ezinjalo kuba ngconywana kumbe nxa ule HIV into ezinjalo kuba ngconywana asilaqiniso lakho khonoko bazasitshela ke odokotela khonapha esilabo njalo kodwa abanye bathi imbanje madoda ukuthi ukhanye simile uyihweba usezinto ezinjalo ngani buchapa so ke hayi bantu ke bangazane bale mngqondo etshiyeneyo kakhulu ngodabalo lwembanje so ke we are going back to Dr. Angela Kapa. So Dr. Angela Kapa, can you give us some highlights on some of the major diseases that mbanje can either prevent or control or maybe sort of like maintain under certain conditions?
I can only provide anecdotal information on that because, like I mentioned, this is not a field that I study. But I do have friends here in Northern California who suffer from, like, the conditions such as sciatica. But these are mainly laborers, people whose work is very strenuous, like, for example, on their muscles, on their backs. Mm-hmm. And the smoking of the marijuana actually helps alleviate the pain. So it does help to alleviate pain, which is, of course, it's symptomatic of multiple conditions. So I think it mainly targets the symptom rather than actually treating the cause, which is the sciatica. The only other.
So what is sciatica in general terms, so that people can understand?
Sciatica is a muscle pain.
Okay.
In layman's terms, it would be some muscle pain that can be caused either with nerve damage due to maybe strenuous work. Or due to accidents, so you do find that a lot of people who have been involved in some type of accidents and they are under a lot of pain. Instead of taking, you know, harder drugs, they prefer taking marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, and hold on there. So yes. We'll make a rundown of exactly what we are doing today. Tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the government's move to legalize marijuana. So now, if you want to have a license in terms of producing a cannabis, you have to have $50,000. If you want to apply for a license to conduct research on cannabis, you have to fork out $5,000. If you want to renew a license to produce cannabis, you have to have $20,000. If you want to renew your license for research, that is $2,500. Then application for a variation or amendment of a license is $2,500. Then application for import or export license, $5,000. Then for an inspection, maybe inspection of a place where you want to plant your marijuana, is $2,500. Then there's what is called an annual return fee of $15,000.
Mm.
So maybe that's part of the government. This, you know, yeah.
You can see from the
money.
Yeah, you can see from the costs. Kudura kwa zuri kuita zvi. Ikoto ratidza kuti panodova ne nyaya yokusefa, so that the only the people who have good intention can go through. Vamwe vese vanoti dzauya dzega, they are going to be very disappointed.
So Dr. Shiripinda, we know that you started in Netherlands, and you've got this kind of experience of coffee houses and all those kind of things. Tell us a bit about the social part of marijuana, you know?
Oh, okay. Okay, in Netherlands, you can have coffee houses. Then I can go to the coffee house. You know, they have to see coffee in the United States. A ministry is responsible. Yes, agriculture. I'm not saying it is a banji. One from Otto Mania, Mania Tonoresa, intellectual license, intellectual property. Yem banji. No, I'm telling you somewhere in the Netherlands, some of the members of Chironga. Anga, how is that? Yam and David Zimbabwe, let us say, Yakanaka. Jerusalem, there is a lot of things. Don't know your property brand is.
Dr. Shiripinda, kwemakore ese tinenge tichinzwa, tanga tichinzwa kuti mbanje haina kunaka, inokozera zvinhu zvakati kudhakwa kwacho kwakasiyana nekwedoro. Chinyi chiri mumbanje chinofanira kutyiwa navanhu?
Asi mushure nenge zvataurwa zvindo zvimwe zvataudawo kutanga kuita kuti tione kuti chii chinonyanya kutyisa pambanje. Kuti chii chinonyanya kutyisa mbanje here kana kuti vanhu vanoshandisa mbanje nezvimwe zvinhu vozopedzisira vanyanya kukanganisika. tikatarisa vane tika vekushandisa mbanje marastafarian let's say vekujamaica senge varume vacho nevakabva chanoshandisa zvakare asi sengokuona kana varume vacho marastae vanhu vane tika vanozvibata zvine zvakona ndofanu zvine zvitu zvavanotenda mazviri muchirastafarian but tikashoma kutione murastafarian anoputa mbanje achiita zvinhu zvisina kukwana kana kuti asina rukudzo kuvanhukadzi marasta atinoziva anonyatsoshandisa vanhu vane chiremerera chakanaka kungori vamwe vanongomonyewo vhudzi vongotiwo ndiri rasa but vasiri rasa pachitendero chacho ndovamwe vangazongoitewo zvinhu zvakada kutsaudzira asi zvokunyatsoti pane vembanje vechirastafarian vanoita zvisina kunyatsoti o handainyatsoona ndakamboti gare yangu kujamaica asi kujamaica kune of course kune mamwe macultures emagengi vamwe vanozoite zvekuti zvori zvinozongozviite kunge unsafe but hazvisi really hazvinyatsonzi zviri kubva mukushandisa mbanje kwete
aiwa Dr. Shiripinda tinotenda musaenda tichadzoka kwapiri zvekare Mr. Dewey the doctor here is saying that she has not done research herself on what it is that might be in cannabis that used to be touted as being dangerous to a consumer. But what she's saying that is that she's giving the example of the Rastafarians who use this, but they don't behave in a way that alarms people. So I think what she's trying to say is that it's a question of control and it's a question of purpose when you use this cannabis.
I still remember Peter Tosh, you know, he actually produced the song Legalize Marijuana. And when, you know, we were young, we used to enjoy listening to that tune. But you'd tone down the volume whenever you saw a policeman, you know, because you knew that something might befall you, you see.
Yes.
So he's got a very good production, Legalize Marijuana. If you listen to it, it's a very powerful song.
It would be interesting to find out the scientific reason why it was prohibited for use even in social circles. But we all grew up with that fear.
Yes.
If someone is said to be using cannabis, we would, you know, be very, very careful and try to avoid that person.
Yeah, maybe let's go to Dr. Kapa. Dr. Kapa, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here, but unfortunately, this can be my last comment.
No problem.
Another engagement.
Yes, no problem. So one day he is talking about, you know, the fear that was within people in Zimbabwe, and maybe they still have got this fear of mbanje, marijuana, you know, cannabis, dacha, you know. So it really has that kind of shady side, right?
Yeah, I mean, the thing about you know, laws and interest is that, like the Dr. Chilipinda was also mentioning, it does tend to reflect those who are in power usually. So whoever calls the shots is the one who's going to determine the narrative. And with, I mean, for example, even if you just do a Google search of what causes more harm, alcohol actually comes up with more harms. It causes more harms in terms of, like even overdose, you're more likely to die with alcoholism than you are to die with marijuana overdose. In terms of vehicular accidents, you're more likely to die when you're using and consuming alcohol than when with marijuana. Even memory and learning is actually more impaired by you know, alcohol than by marijuana. So this whole issue of, you know, why has it been illegal prior to this? What has been? I don't think it's necessarily a question of because of negative impacts per se, but there are also interests that people who are maybe in the, like even if you look at tobacco causes cancer, tobacco causes all these other negative, even pregnant women and all these other things, but it's not legalized. And why is that? It's because you know, tobacco industry is very powerful in terms of the economy. Alcohol industry is very powerful in terms of the economy. But because of marijuana, the way that you cannot patent, well, as of now, I'm not sure if you can patent, you know, marijuana seeds or if you can control its cultivation. So for that reason, the legalization would not be necessarily an issue of negative health effects or any moral effects. It will actually be, you know, an issue of money and profits and who is going to benefit from the legalization or criminalization of the marijuana. That's my take on it.
Maybe your final yes, question. just as we're talking about this marijuana thing, is there any other weed that can be compared to marijuana?
Not that I'm aware of. I do have a very close friend of mine who he's in California. He's a habitual user of marijuana. He suffers from sciatica, suffers from anxiety. And I have asked him, what do you use? Let's say, for example, if you move to a state or if you're traveling to a state where you don't have that legalization. So he's lived in a place called Salt Lake City where marijuana is not legal. And he told me that he uses vape. Vaporizers that are on the market, they're very aromatic, they smell really good. And he said that to some extent they do mimic some of the effects of marijuana. I'm not sure what the active ingredients are, unfortunately, but they are, you know, these pipes that people smoke. They're called vapes or vaporizers that mimic those. I think maybe they have a placebo effect or they mimic the relaxation effects of marijuana, but I'm not sure what the active ingredient is, whether it's synthetic or whether it's natural. So that's the only thing that I could think of that I could draw a comparison with.
Dr. Gaba, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you so much.
Appreciate the time and the nice meeting all of you, including Dr. Shiripinda. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Doctor. Now I think we are joined our third guest, and that is Mr. Masimba Kuchera. Hey, Mr. Kuchera, good evening and welcome to the program. Mr. Masimba Kuchera, are you there? Baba Kuchera, ukonetungwa ni baba? So, sibona ngazani ucingo lwakhe alubambeki kangako. Maybe we can go to Dr. Shiripinda.
Yes. The other issue that came to mind when Dr. Gaba was talking is about, you know, it was an answer to what you had asked about any other type of weed that can be substituted for this
marijuana. Yes.
Dr. Shiripinda, ku Netherlands kwa manga muri uku. Aiwa, zvikudza kuti experience yenyu ya muri kutaura yakawanda zvikuru nokuti makanga muri kunyika iri free to use this item. So I think you saw a lot of things and you came across a lot of information isingagoni kuwanikwa in a closed society where it's prohibited. Kwa mamuri uku mimi, pane mwe mushonga here sokubvunzwa kwakaitwa na Mr. Dube unogona kuita zvikuitwa ne marijuana kuvarwere kana kuti kuvanhu zvavanenge vachiita zve social indulgence.
Oh, okay. Andinonya tsopinda mazviri asi chandinoziva chekuti ipo pane dzemba njedzi panga pane mavarieties akati kuti hatingoti zvatakaona pamwe nezvatakamboshandisawo. Rimwe gore
muri kutaura neexperience. Yes.
Rimwe gore zvandakamboita ndisananyatsoi coffee shop zvairerei handitongoti coffee shop wobva wangofunga kuti akaigandibeta sendimbonoti kakapu. Ndakapinda mune imwe coffee shop ndapinda ndaodha coffee yangu shuwa ndakapiwa kapu yangu zvandanwa. Yanga senyu testa shakasiyana. Asi yanga ingori songo munoziva kuti coffee inonwiwa kuHolland yakanyatso simba filter coffee. Kana angofunga kuti ndeimwe filter coffee yeimwe mhando yanga yakangoita seyakangosimba. Asi chakazondishamisa kumba kwandaienda ndaenda kumba kwangu atinanda anwa coffee mchenga ndakafamba manzwa ndakafamba kasambuke ndakatonzwa ndichidzirwa zvekuda kuita sei kupinda mutrem mukatrenika ikanofamba mutown ndakafamba chikandatsvika kumba kwangu apa ndainzwa kufara chaizvo saka zvakatozondireva mangana acho kuona kuti ko indawa
very interesting story
asi imomo machoka ndoziva kuti macoffee shop kune zvimwe zvinonzi hash inenge iri ainonyatsoita mbanje tingati kanenge kari katit kakati saririrei kane mbanje chaizvo dzinenge zvingori nemagrade grade akasiyana but dzavo idzi dzinenge dzazosiyana nedzekuzimbabwe nekuti ndinofunga kuti pamwe pane zvimwe zvinozoitwawo
aiwa
but ndine shamba yangu yekuholland yakamboya kuno ikamboonawo vamwewo vaiputawo mbanjavo akamboiputa kamwe chete akanditaura kuti akanzwa kunakirwa chaizvo zvokuti ndozvandikutaura izvozvo kuti zvo masidzi ngaatotsvagwa aunganidzwe kwobva kwatotorwa kuti itori zvinyorekwe zvitwe patented zvazotaurwa nadr gapazvo kuti havakushuwa ndandofunga kuti kana kuti ingai patent here ndandofunga kuti kana itongoriwo mhando yakasiyanaka totadzanii tingatizova nyika inenge ichiendesa masidzi kune idzo nyika idzo dzese dzinoshandisa mbanje kupa mishonga yekurapa kana yekuti vanhu vange vachirelaxa zvinhu zvakadaro kudaro.
Thank you so much. So let's go straight to our third guest, and that is Mr. Masimba Kuchera. He's an independent political and economic commentator. He's based in Harare. Baba Kuchera, unjani?
Mina ngiyaphila. Angabhemimbati.
Yeah. Yaye kunjalo mfowethu. So ke wena ubona njani khonokoko sokukhulunywa ngokuhulumende ukuthi sokumele ukuthi imbanje ilinywe into ezinjalo?
Right. Ulezinto ezimbili ezikhona lapha. The first one is what you wanna is for medical research. Of which we know out for medical research ungenzakala ukuthi umele imbanje ibe khona bayizame. But for a country like Zimbabwe, angaboni ukuthi what are the economic benefits of even growing imbanje for medical research. In actual fact, my fear is that you'll then have drug traffickers posing as medical researchers because via vele mali because ama license akona they are $50,000 for you to get a license and you have to so the fear is that this is going to be hijacked by ama drug traffickers because we are not renowned for that medical research that would be required and how are we going to export that to ama countries ale expertise as in that area. So that's my fear of we may not necessarily reap the positive economic benefit. In actual fact, we may have a problem we may reap negative benefits from that. To say what in Zimbabwe you can easily grow but or cannabis and sell it to other countries.
Yeah, kodwa siyabona ke ukuthi bayakhuluma lapho dokotela bathi hayi phela iyanceda imbanje ukuthi ungayithi kuhwembe ijana nxa ugula uyakwelapha kancane. So ke bayakhuluma khonoko kwakuncedeni.
No. Liqiniso ukuthi imbanje ila ma-medical property. Kodwa engutshoye ukuthi thina asikabi le capacity research ukuthi we can be able to do that research in this country if we are growing imbanje commercially because you have say 20 companies or people who want to grow imbanje but our capacity of and for research is not that big. even within the medical, for us to accommodate, that. And remember, Oti, we are only the second country after Lesotho to legalize growing of that crop.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mr. Kuchera. Can you just be on standby? Let's read one or two messages on Facebook. We've got Arnold Mere who says, marijuana doesn't harm people. It's good for human consumption. And then we've got Sheila who says, I'm watching you guys and enjoying this discussion. So there are other people really who are opposing, like Busani, who says, marijuana should never be legalized in Zimbabwe. It's a wrong thing to do. Listen to that. So then we've got another one. Jephthah says, no. Imbanje has got a bad name. So why legalize it in Zimbabwe? There are some people, they're talking. So I'm told that we've got a gentleman here on the line.
Yes.
And he's a producer of cannabis.
Yeah, it's Mr. Chimombe. I think he has a business that might require a little bit of this item.
Yes, let's talk to him.
Magadi Gova Chimombe.
Ya ndinofara makadiyo.
Aiwa tawala munhu ari kudira nenyaya yatiri kutaura iyi. Muchatobatsirana.
Let me start by correcting one thing. I don't produce cannabis or marijuana.
Right.
But I have a business that sells cannabis type of product.
Aha. Very good.
That's
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let me just shed a small light before I proceed, right?
Right.
So cannabis has medicinal properties, and cannabis comes in different forms, as the doctor was saying earlier on. So there are two types of cannabis. There is tetrahydrocannabinol, which is THC, the one which has psychoactive properties. Cannabinoids. These cannabinoids are the ones which have a lot of medicinal properties.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then looking at the types of cannabis, which these different types of effects, there is hemp, which is not like marijuana, but it has cannabinoids which are used for treating diseases. Then to look at marijuana, specifically, marijuana itself does not have medicinal properties, but it has cannabinoids which have psychoactive properties, which cause a person to be high. Therefore, if the government is trying to make people grow marijuana for medicinal properties, they might want to look at hemp instead of looking at marijuana. And the product which is sold in America for medicinal properties at the moment in throughout America is called CBD, which is cannabidiol, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for marijuana, for cannabis to fit the CBD, which is medicinal properties, it has to have 0.3% of cannabis. Once it goes above 0.3% of cannabis, it becomes a THC, which has psychoactive properties, which cause people to be high. I've shared this light, right?
Right.
So, yes.
Yeah. I think
before maybe you go on, what type of products are you selling?
So I mostly sell products which come in two forms. They come in form of droppers, whereby people take the CBD, the cannabis, through dropping droplets of marijuana in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And the concentration differs. At times, I have about 30 milligrams per drop or 50 milligrams per drop. Also, let me add that the CBD, which is the medicinal properties, which people think to be cannabis, the types of things it treats pain-related issues because it can go against inflammation. It's also good at helping people suffering from depression because it has a relaxation effect.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Chimombe, imimi muno iwana kupi ya muno sokadirisa mushonga muno tamega here kuti muno order?
No, so there are two companies that supply my shop.
Mm-hmm.
So there is one called CBD, just like the name of the cannabidiol in the product, and there's another one called Procana,
mm-hmm.
Which manufactures. You can look them up online.
Right. So amunapa munorima mchishandisa?
So, you see, I live in America. You can't just have your own farm of hemp or marijuana. These things have to go through regulation.
Right.
And currently in America, only 5 states have legalized. And at the moment, the Democratic Party is trying to push for a bill to legalize marijuana at federal level, which mm-hmm. will allow people to buy marijuana for recreational, for smoking, or can also allow people to buy a hemp and CBD for medicinal properties.
Mm.
Now, who do you sell these products to? Can I walk in and buy?
Yeah. So, So since CBD is not marijuana, the government of USA allows me to sell it over the counter. It's just like an over the counter drug.
Mm. And you said it cures what?
It helps with pain. It also helps with depression. So it helps stabilize the mood.
Mm. Mm. So, Mr. Chimombe, don't go away. Can you hold on there?
This is very interesting.
Very interesting stuff. So,
you know,
let's go to maybe Dr. Shiripinda. Dr. Shiripinda, you are hearing Mr. Chimombe here talking about the benefits of marijuana. But before I cross over to you, let me go back to him for just 1 minute. Mr. Chimombe, what are the disadvantages or cons of using your products? Mr. Chimombe?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Chimombe, first. What are the problems associated with your products?
So, the CBD that I sell doesn't have non-negative repercussions because it doesn't affect the CB receptors in the brain, which are affected by marijuana. So you have to know that, okay, the body generally, the body itself, it needs cannabinoids for it to function properly. So the endocannabinoid system was just discovered recently by scientists, which is causing people in America to want to legalize, right? So marijuana affects CB's receptors in the brain. But the CBD, the one that I sell, affects CB receptors in the body, which is actually good for the health of the body.
Mm-hmm.
So for the negative repercussion, so taking marijuana, which affects CB receptors in the brain, it's known to cause brain damage. But the extent which causes brain damage, I don't know.
Okay. Let's go to Dr. Thank you so much. Let's go to Dr. Shiripinda. So, Dr. Shiripinda, I think you are hearing what our brother Chimombe is saying here. At the end of the day, the question is, who is going to advise the Zimbabwean government to go for these products that are good for health rather than the others that can make you dance all the whole day or walk a long distance, you know, going home? Dr. Shiripinda.
She's very familiar with that effect.
Yes, yes. So who can advise, you know, the government?
I think that's what we're going to do. Expertise. Not
What is the potential economic benefit to the country or potential research benefit to the country of such a decision?
Yeah,
what is informing the Minister of Health? Look, as I'm saying, we are only the second country in Africa to legalize all in your own part. So what is in it for us?
Okay, so let's do this. Let's go straight to Mr. Chimombe. Go to Mr. Chimombe maybe and ask him, what is in it for Zimbabwe, you know?
Yeah, Chimombe, kutsanangura kwamaita kunorakidza kuti kana mbanje ichishandiswa inoshandiswa under very strict circumstances and for particular circumstances. Asi tinoziva the social part, the social side of this herb, which is going to be very, very difficult to control once there is an availability somewhere in the country. How do we proceed?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, sir.
Zimbabwe, with the Tonga people, right?
Right.
Who live in the northern part of the country, all the way from Kariba down all the way to Wanke, right? The Tonga people in Zambia, Zimbabwe, and Malawi, they're known to smoke marijuana, right? And it's part of their culture. I think the government should research how it has affected those type of people, right? Then that should be able to inform them how to move forward. Then I also want the government to conduct research on the effect of marijuana. What I don't want is for the government to take research that was done in America, in Netherlands, where marijuana has been made legal. Because there are a couple of things. USA and Netherlands are different countries from Zimbabwe. We have to look at the economic conditions prevailing in Zimbabwe.
Mr. Chimombe, unfortunately, time is not our side, and we'll call you for other shows, but today our time is up, and sorry, we're out of time, and we have to leave it here. We thank our guests this evening, Dr. Iris Chiripinda of the Africa University. She was speaking on her behalf. Dr. Angela Kapa, based in California, Mr. Mbakuchera, based in Harare, and Mr. Chimombe, who is selling cannabis in USA. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C.
Mtaneno Kawande, we hope to see you again very soon in another edition of Live Talk. Thank you and good night.